Major crackdown on unauthorised employment results in mass arrests across Britain. In a sweeping enforcement operation, British authorities have apprehended 3,930 individuals working without proper documentation in various businesses including nail salons, car washes, and dining establishments. The crackdown, initiated on July 5, 2024, following the Labour Party's ascension to power, and continuing through January 31, 2025, represents a 38% surge in arrests compared to the preceding year. The Independent reports that officials have identified a pattern where migrants become victims of deceptive promises regarding their work and residency rights in the UK. These individuals are often lured by underground networks facilitating illegal entry, subsequently finding themselves trapped in exploitative working environments under employers who deliberately circumvent employment regulations and tax obligations. Home Secretary Yvette Cooper has articulated her administration's commitment to stringent law enforcement. She pointed out that previous permissive attitudes toward illegal employment had fostered both migrant exploitation and criminal enterprise growth. Cooper emphasized that this situation not only puts workers at risk but also undermines the British economic framework. Immigration enforcement activities reached unprecedented levels in January 2025. With authorities conducting 828 inspections and making 609 arrests, setting a new monthly record. According to The Independent, the Wales and Western England regions witnessed a particularly notable increase, with arrests jumping from 45 in January 2024 to 101 in January 2025. Concurrent with these enforcement efforts, the government has initiated social media outreach campaigns targeting potential migrants, particularly in Vietnam and Albania. These campaigns feature real-life accounts from individuals who entered Britain illegally, highlighting their subsequent struggles with unstable living conditions and mounting debts. Currently, Parliament is reviewing comprehensive legislation addressing border security, asylum procedures, and immigration policies. The proposed legislation seeks to establish new criminal categories and enhance authorities' powers to combat human trafficking. Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer has pledged to treat trafficking networks with severity comparable to terrorist organisations. The draft law proposes penalties including up to 14 years imprisonment for providing channel crossing equipment and 5-year sentences for endangering lives at sea. The legislation has drawn criticism from human rights advocates. Liberty, a prominent NGO, expresses concern about applying counter-terrorism approaches to migration issues, warning of potential dangerous precedents. The International Rescue Committee advocates for establishing legitimate immigration channels to prevent migrants from pursuing hazardous alternative routes through smugglers. The legislative package also includes provisions to terminate the Rwanda deportation agreement and revise certain illegal migration policies. Nevertheless, several restrictions will continue, including caps on legal immigration pathways and limitations on migrant detention periods. Richard Atkinson, who leads the Law Society of England and Wales, advocates for more comprehensive reforms, emphasizing the necessity to abolish specific detrimental policies and enhance migrants' access to legal support services. He stresses that new legislation can only succeed with proper funding allocated to specialized immigration legal assistance programs. The bill's final form is expected to be influenced by parliamentary discussions and opposition feedback, aligning with Labour's broader agenda of strengthening immigration enforcement while addressing migrant exploitation networks.